Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Owning Your Weight by Dr. Henri Marcoux leads the reader who has weight issues into a realistic, in-your-face manner of accepting the fact that you are the only person responsible for your weight, and how you deal or don't deal is up to you. Dr. Marcoux is a chiropractic physician with over 55 years of extensive clinical experience, helping patients be responsible for their health and owning their weight. And Dr. Henri Marcoux, author of Owning Your Weight, The Realistic Dynamics of Being Who You Are, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Marcoux, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here.
So fascinating how you approach this in the book, Owning Your Weight. I'll give you all the information on the book as we go through our conversation today. Let's start with why you decided, over 55 years of extensive clinical experience, why you decided you really need to write this book to help people.
Well, in my clinical experience, I started to realize that a lot of people with weight issues had musculoskeletal problems, and like lower back and headaches and all kinds of things. And I'm looking always to find the cause of what's going on. And although you may have a spinal reason why a person has a symptom, there's also another reason why a person has a spinal problem that creates a symptom. And a lot of people with weight issues would come in after a while and say, well, I know it's caused by my weight, but can you help me with this? And the first thing I know is I'm getting into it, giving people diets and things of that nature, and finding out over time that diets really don't work. People follow a diet, and then after that, they would break the diet and get fat again. And wait a minute, something is wrong here. I kept trying to find a solution as to why this is going on. It's like a cycle. The cycle keeps repeating itself, and people are still being fat. In fact, every time they lose weight and regain it again, they gain more weight. So now it becomes obvious that underneath all this stuff, there's a strong desire to be fat.
You know, that's interesting and something you really delve into in the book, Owning Your Weight. The guest on our program, the author, Dr. Henri Marcoux. If you're Googling that, Henri is H-E-N-R-Y, Marcoux, M-A-R-C-O-U-X.
R-I.
I'm sorry. R-I. Thank you for correcting me, Dr. Henri Marcoux, M-A-R-C-O-U-X. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places, published by WestwoodBooksPublishing.com. And we've got all this information on our website. Let's go to that very tantalizing bit that you just said, that comment. Why are people overweight? Why are people fat?
Well, I think basically it's an emotional urge to hide your feelings. You know, when we eat food that we love, and fat people eat food they love, you wouldn't eat food that you didn't love.
Exactly.
And they eat it in abundance because eating the food, it distracts you from what you're feeling and who you are inside yourself. So you can end up feeling good by what you eat, and you end up hiding the real problem why you've decided to make yourself fat. Then there are all kinds of reasons why you make yourself fat, but eating is one way of hiding it, and hiding it well.
You mentioned, and it's a chapter in your book, the book is Owning Your Weight. The chapter is The Futility of Dieting. Every time people feel a few pounds overweight, it's like, I'm going to hop on the diet here for a few days. That's really not the right mindset to go into a diet, is it?
No, because, see, your body unconsciously wants to be overweight. It wants to be fat. And so you're telling your body that, oh, you're saying to your body, oh, no, no, you don't want to be fat. But the body says, yes, I want to be fat. And you keep, it becomes a contradiction that creates a kind of a dilemma that the wanting to be fat always wins. You know, people who go on weight loss diets to lose weight end up losing their weight but regaining it again because the urge to be fat is greater than the urge to be thin because of some emotional reasons underlying this.
What?
And that I tried to deal with that in the book.
Well, and you do so well owning your weight. You've got a chapter, Charting Your Course, where people, again, realistically have to face the fact that of being overweight and why they are overweight. So many come to you looking for your assistance to lose weight. What do you tell them when someone says, I'm trying to shed 75 pounds and I just can't do it? What advice do you give them so that they actually are tackling this issue in a very realistic way?
Well, usually the first thing I would say is, why are you fat? And they say, well, I don't know, or it's my genetics. They give all kinds of reasons why they're fat and say, well, we have to look at that. Because once you decide that you're going to find a realistic way of dealing with your body, you'll find a way to excuse, or rather an excuse to justify the way you're behaving. So, for instance, I eat because I'm frustrated. I can't help it, or else I eat because I stop eating because I'm full. You know, like there's always a physical, emotional reason why you're doing it. But the most insidious factor in this is the fact that people have attached so much emotional tension, emotional meaning to eating because it makes them feel good at the time, and also does that and allows a person not to deal with the underlying issues.
Well, it's interesting. I'm sorry, finish that thought.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to say it's interesting because you deal with all of the causes, in this case, of overeating when they come to you with health issues. Do they understand the correlation? I've got this back problem, and very likely it's caused by the excessive weight that I'm carrying.
Yeah, but oftentimes there are very big people around who don't have back problems.
Ah, interesting.
So how do you deal with that? You know, there's a whole bunch of other factors that play into this, like the condition of your spine, the kind of injury you've had in the past, the condition of your feet. Have you got flat feet? What kind of mattress do you use? What your diet is like? You know, what your attitudes are. All this stuff plays into your spinal structure because all emotions are physical. Emotions are not in your mind. Your mind only perceives the emotion, but the emotion is physical. When you're angry, your shoulders come up and your neck tenses up and you're angry. However, the emotional patterns then create a degree of unconsciousness to who you are. So what happens is that you forget to deal with the pain of the emotion and you look for something that's going to make you happy. But guess what food does? Makes you happy.
Exactly.
And when you get a little bit fatter, you know, you start to think, well, I continue to be happy. I'm getting fat. And I don't like that, but I can always go on a diet. It doesn't work.
Exactly. With us on the program is Dr. Henri Marcoux. If you're Googling, that's HENRIMARCOUX. Book available. The name of the book, Owning Your Weight, The Realistic Dynamics of Being Who You Are. Book available at westwoodbookspublishing.com. Of course, Amazon, the usual places. And we've got the website for Dr. Marcoux's chiropractic practice that's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You deal with this from a comprehensive approach standpoint. Talk about that. I was just thinking, okay, people feel because they've got a back problem, they're overweight, and you're saying, no, there are a lot of other issues. How important is that to take that comprehensive approach when people come to you who are overweight?
Well, I usually would ask several questions. I'll start that again. Generally speaking, I do not approach their weight issue because I understand completely that a person is fat because at some level they want to be, and until that becomes obvious for them to deal with or they want to deal with it, I won't deal with it. So we'll just deal with what the way it is, the way they are. Now, if they happen to say, well, I'm concerned about my weight, I say, okay, now, why do you think you're weight? Why do you think you're overweight? Why do you think you want to be fat? I don't want to be fat. Well, yes, maybe you do. Look, have you ever looked at that? And I suggest my book. I wrote this book about 4 years ago under different titles, but I've changed the title. The first title was called Stay Fat, Be Who You Are. Because that's the reality, in a sense. Once you own up to who you are, then you can start dealing with it. But that's But people with weight issues look at it and they say, I don't want to be fat. So I changed the title. So finally, owning your weight is the best title. Because if you decide that you own who you are, you're responsible for who you are, then you'll get to tackle the issue, the real issue.
And the
why you want to be fat.
Well, yeah, the subtitle is The Realistic Dynamics of Being Who You Are. In the book, you have a number of weight management principles. Give us a couple of those. These are so important, so well thought out, obviously from over five decades of practice in dealing with people. What are some of the weight loss principles that we should be aware of?
Well, first of all, you're overweight because you want to be. So if you look at that from a realistic point of view, you can't help but decide that maybe I don't want to be fat, you know? Then again, I found that by giving people diets, that giving people diets did not work as efficiently as them as a person deciding that, oh yes, there's something in me that wants to be fat, and they start to behave differently from that. Unconsciously, it starts to occur. So it becomes a learning experience.
Yes.
And the learning experience will lead you to getting to the bottom of the issue, which is sometimes relating back to childhood wounds or things that happened to you early in your life that you decided you were going to just do something different about it, or you start to unconsciously eating, and without recognizing it, it makes you feel a lot better, feeling good. You feel good, you feel better, and you know, then you don't have to deal with your issues. It's deeply psychological, deeply emotional. But you break the pattern by simply owning up to the fact that you're fat because you want to be. Even if you don't understand it, your body will start to deal with it in a productive manner. And it happens every time. Inevitably.
How important is that we realize that rather than beating ourselves up thinking, I'm overweight, I don't want to be, but yet they are not willing to go back or want to go back and make that dietary change. How important is that to realize not everybody is going to be, you know, trim?
Well, I think it's very important because at some level we find our own body. Our body, rather, finds its own level of comfort, you know?
Yes.
The way you digest your food, the way you metabolize your food, the way you exercise, the way your body processes the whole thing. So what is important is to own up to the fact that you are who you are because you choose at some level to be that, to be who you are. And the essence of the book is about that. That once you understand that you are what you are because you at some level you want to be, your body has no choice but to start evolving and changing it. Any emotion you experience disappears. I didn't invent that. It's the way it is, you know? When you're angry at someone and you express your anger, the anger goes away. And it happens every time. If you don't express it fully, the anger leaves only partially. All emotions are physical. The body is a physical. The body itself is a physical manifestation of your emotions. All the emotions land in our body. They land in our spine. They land in our tissues. Once you recognize that, then you can start looking at things from a constructive point of view. And the diet for weight loss becomes secondary. Because I've seen people who did not change their diet and still lost weight. Because now they're able to process things differently. Everything is interconnected.
You know, that's interesting. I was just going to ask you, is it possible to eat healthy, as healthy as possible, and avoid gaining more weight and be okay health-wise? And you're saying some people are able to do that.
Yes. Yeah, and then what happens over time, people that were junk food junkies and gained weight from that were able to look at that and say, oh, I can change that, and they change it. On the other hand, I have a number of patients who are classic junk food junkies and who are thin as rails, and they stay thin. How do you figure that, you know?
Well, and you address that too. The converse side of that is that there are thin people that just have to be thin. You're thin yourself. Is that Talk about why you chose to be thin and you chose a healthy lifestyle, diet-wise, to maintain that thinness.
Well, some of it I cannot really explain fully. It's just that I have a desire deep inside myself to not be fat. And I also have a desire to enjoy my food. And so I do. I'm slender, though I have gained some weight. When I was a lot younger, I weighed like 30 pounds less than what I do now. But I'm in good shape, you know?
Yes.
And I keep myself active, and I eat well, and I eat what I want whenever I want. But I do maintain a good diet. I don't eat junk. I don't eat stuff that I know is not good for me. But occasionally, I will have some ice cream or something. I'm not a hermit, you know.
Exactly.
I don't think anybody has to be a hermit in that sense. A nutritional hermit. You have to give yourself some pleasure in your food. But I don't eat. I eat to live. I eat to be healthy. I eat to have energy, and I have all of those things. Lots of energy.
Well, in the book, a number of weight management principles, Dr. Marcoux is touched on several. You'll find a number of those in the book. What kind of response are you getting from people in writing this book? You take a different approach, owning your weight, the realistic dynamics of being who you are. That title separates you from so many diet books that are out there or health books that are out there. What kind of response are you getting with this book?
Well, the response to it has been slow. Like I said, I first published a book under the title Stay Fat, Be Who You Are. That flopped because nobody wants to stay fat. If they're fat, they don't want to be fat. Then the next stage is you have to be who you are. So in order to be who you are, you have to own up to being who you are. Owning your weight became the third title of the book. That is going to start to change everything. Because if you own who you are, no matter what that entails, your life starts to take a different meaning. I am who I am because I choose to be who I am. And that is realistic, and that is real. Of course it's real, but it brings you to the deeper side of you. Being who you are, the deeper side of you is what really motivates your life. And life evolves from there. So your diet follows that. Your weight follows that. Your attitudes follow that. How you succeed in your life follows that. Your happiness follows that. See, it's really holistic.
Exactly. Talk about younger people, maybe kids at home, young adults. How important is this book, this concept to them, to own your weight and the dynamics of being who you are and being happy with that? So often you go through life carrying this burden that I wish I didn't weigh as much as I weigh. How important is this book for younger people to read?
Well, when you're describing this question, I'm thinking of families I've treated in the past where the mom and the dad are overweight and they have an obese child or two, you know? Both. So in other words, the children are eating the food that the adults are eating and they're becoming little porkers. They're becoming like fat, really fat. The parents are overweight too. And people act unconscious about all this because at some level they're choosing to be who they are. It may be unconscious, but they're choosing to be who they are by eating the way they eat. Otherwise, they would start looking for alternatives to eating differently so that they can get their weight under control. So when you see children like that, you know that they're influenced by the parents who are not exercising a form of discipline to get their children to start changing their attitude about how they eat and how they look after themselves. And that's really important.
What you do, there is an element of psychology there, isn't there? When in your practice did you realize that, okay, people are coming to me, I need to find the cause of what is creating the health issues, and then get into the mental aspect of this. Yes, I'm overweight, but I enjoy eating, and I'm really not interested in any fad diet.
Well, in the book I deal with that. I had one patient in particular who was like, she was about 200 pounds overweight. And first thing she told me in the office when she came complaining of back problems, lower back problem, she says, "Don't talk to me about my weight." And I said, "No, of course I won't." So after about 3 or 5 months of care, she came in one day. She said, "You know something? I've lost 50 pounds." I said, "Really? How'd you do that?" And she told me that she just started to change her diet on her own, that she became more aware of herself, became more flexible. And that led me to realize that, you know, there's something here, there's something important here for me not to be telling patients to lose weight. That kind of opened my eyes. And I stopped giving diets from that point on, you know, because people think that what causes their weight is the diet. And maybe the diet contributes for sure. But the important thing is underneath all this stuff is a person is overweight because they want to be. For them, it's emotionally important to be overweight. And they've gone unconscious about it. And that's what needs to change, the unconsciousness about it, or the recognition that there is something more into this than meets the eye, you know?
Why?
Like your desire to be overweight is stronger than your desire to be underweight.
What is it when you see someone who comes in that realizes, okay, now after I've been coming to you, doctor, I see some of these reasons. I see why my weight is what it is, and I'm pleased with I'm happy with it. I'm satisfied where I am. They don't have that sense of laziness or maybe lack of self-control that society sort of pins on these people. How important is that to realize it's not laziness, it's not a lack of self-control?
Well, it might be a little bit of both, but I think more than that, there is a strong desire, unconscious as it may be, to be overweight because the person maybe gives themselves some padding around their body, either emotional padding or physical padding or some type that gives you an excess protection. You know, it's like you're hiding in your fat and you're not wanting to deal with it. And I think that's probably one of the major factors that makes it possible for you to start to change once you own up to the fact that you have inside you a strong desire to be fat. So this is why owning your weight or choosing to be who you are is critical for you to make the changes necessary for your body to start processing yourself, your food, and your life in a different manner.
That's why this book
And then
is,
the diet becomes irrelevant.
The book is so important on so many different levels. I got a minute or so left here in the program. Talk about treating the whole person, state of being, rather than just a, you know, I'm thinking when somebody comes in overweight, okay, it's a weight deal. It may be much more than that. It really, to be effective as a doctor, you need to approach it from that whole person standpoint, don't you?
Yes, because everything works together. Like there is no distinction between. Now, I'll rephrase that. Your nervous system controls everything in your body, all of it. It's connected to all the muscles and bones and nervous tissue and the entire system. It all works together as one system. But in our society, we like to break it down into different systems. So we have specialties in medicine to deal with bones and joints and
yes,
diets and weight, etc. But the body doesn't see itself that way. It sees itself as one mechanism working together. And when you approach the body in a manner that honors that principle that is built into the body, the automatic response to the body is that it wants to change it and make it healthy. Health is natural state. Health, the body always wants to go to health, but you have to give it permission to do so by creating an awareness of the situation.
The book
is about becoming aware.
And it's so well written, and again, decades of personal experience by the author, Dr. Mark Coe. The book is Owning Your Weight, The Real Estate Dynamics of Being Who You Are by Dr. Henri Marcoux. That's Henri. And Marcoux is M-A-R-C-O-U-X. Book available at, of course, Amazon, all the usual places, westwoodbookspublishing.com. The website for Dr. Marcoux is marcouxchiropractic.com. Got all this up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A fascinating conversation. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Appreciate all the information. Excellent job with the book. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be able to do this.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest is Dr. Henri Marcoux. The book is Owning Your Weight, The Realistic Dynamics of Being Who You Are. Book available at all the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.